Ora ti attenzione un po' tu se te, te tu se te, ora ti attenzione un po' 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 tu se te. Hey guys, welcome to David's Heart Broadcast. I'm waiting just a very few minutes for people to come on before I start sharing what the Lord has placed upon my heart for today. Hello, hello, for those that's jumping on. So I have several that's coming on, and I'm going to go ahead and start and share with you the Father's heart. I just want you to just totally reach in today for a fresh baptism of His holy fire. That is what is so needed in this hour. And I'm going to start by reading the scripture that He gave me before I continue. It's in Leviticus 6, 12, and 13. The fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it, it shall not go out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall arrange the burnt offering on it, and shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. Fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually. It shall not go out. And that's what I want you to focus on right now. I want you to stir up that fire that is within you. For many of us, you may be in a weary place, and that fire has just got a barely of a flicker going on. There's just an ember of a flame that's still hanging on. And God wants to stir up that fire that is inside of you today. He wants to stir it up. He wants to give you a baptism of fresh fire, because that is what is so needed in the place that we are at today. And to keep that fire burning, do not let it go out. Do not let the enemy try to extinguish it in any way whatsoever. You continue to keep that fire blazing. Jeremiah had that fire. He knew what it felt like. It was like a fire shut up in his bones. And can you only imagine that? And that's what the Lord wants for us. He wants it to be shut up in your bones, in every part of you, blazing. And just no chance of the enemy extinguishing it whatsoever or trying to put it out. And I just want to encourage you to begin to let the Lord just stir that fire up within you. And to just reach out and take hold of what He has for you today. That fire, when it falls, it begins to change things. And that's what He wants to do for you today. Not only to change you, but the fire burns up those addictions. The fire burns up those things that causes deliverance to come. The fire burns up those tactics of the enemy. It makes that snake run. Because the holy fire of God is all-consuming. And He wants it to totally consume you and every part of your life. You know, when I was actually going to sleep the other night, that's how this word came about. I closed my eyes and I could see a flame, and it looked like it was a candlestick, and it was a flame, but it was just very faint. And I heard the Lord say, it's time to stir it up. Don't let your fire go out. And that's how this message came about. For there's some that's in a state that it's almost out, because you've went through some chaotic times, but the Lord wants you to stir that fire back up. Don't let that fire on the altar of your heart go out. It is so very needed in this hour that we are in. We need that tongue of fire. You know, when the angel took the live hot coal from that altar and placed it upon Isaiah's lips, I pray right now that for each of you, the Lord will do the same right now, that there will be a mighty holy fire proceed from your very lips from this day forward, that whatever you speak, you're going to speak it with an authority to move those mountains that are in your way, to move anything that is in your way. You carry the fire of God. You carry the glory of God. And I want you to realize just how awesome and amazing that is. You are a glory carrier. And when you walk into a room, you can shift that whole atmosphere. And the Lord wants to just stir up that fire that was within you. Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, they said, did not our hearts burn within us when he spoke? All he has to do is speak one word and our hearts begin to burn with such fervency. And right now he is speaking to you. He is speaking to your heart. And let it burn. Let it burn within you because he is in your midst. Hallelujah. He wants to touch your heart. He wants to remove those things that you just can't do anymore. You can't move it on your own. He wants you to realize the authority that you have as a part of the mighty remnant of God. Because there is a remnant that is arising to his call. There is a remnant that marches to the heartbeat of our Abba Father. There is a remnant that is fearless and strong and courageous. And I need you to just dig down deep on the inside no matter what you're going through. And I need that part of you to just release that roar and put a silence to the roar that's coming against you. And listen to the roar that roars victory over you. There's two different ones. The enemy is as a lion seeking to steal, kill, and destroy, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It shall not prevail. Hallelujah. We are people of the fire, and I need you to stir up those gifts that are within you. I need you to just fan that flame, awaken your heart, fall upon your faces and cry out to God. So many times in my prayer time, I can see an altar, and I've had this vision many times, filled with the people of God crying out on their faces. And it was like an incense just rose from those prayers. And that's what your prayers are doing. They are a sweet-smelling incense that is arising to the very throne room of God. He has not missed not one single one of your prayers. You've got something you can't conquer. You cry out to the one who can. Hallelujah. Because the fire, when you release the fire on something, the fire will take it over. The fire will fix it. Just call down that fire like Elijah called down the fire on that mountain. He is our God that answers by fire. And I just pray each and every one that's watching right now that you feel a fresh dose of his fire from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that he will begin to stir that up within you. What lay dormant, I pray he will begin to stir and stir and stir, and that you will begin to feel it rising on the inside of you. A new strength, a new fire, just a new fight for the day and every day hereafter. I just encourage you. And he took me to another place in Revelations, and I'm going to read that scripture really quick. Another angel came and stood at the altar. It's Revelations 8:3-5. He had a golden censer, and much incense was given to him so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints, God's people. On the golden altar in front of the throne, and the smoke and the fragrant aroma of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. So the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and hurled it to the earth. And there were peals of thunder and loud rumblings and sounds and flashes of lightning and an earthquake. Here is an angel standing before the very altar in heaven with a golden censer that has been filled with the prayers of the saints. And I know there is a release that is getting ready to happen upon this earth. Your prayers have been stored up for such a time as this. He is releasing another baptism of fresh fire in this moment. Anything that does not look like Jesus, act like Jesus, and walk like Jesus is going to continue to be burned up in this holy fire. It is an all-consuming fire. Do not think that your prayers have fallen on deaf ears, because they have not. They are mixing it with that holy fire of heaven, and it is going to be released upon this earth into your life. And I declare a suddenly when it does, that it will just hit you suddenly. Hallelujah. It's going to be all consuming, just giving out the very fragrance of Jesus. That's what's so different about that fire. It has a fragrance. It has that fragrance of Jesus that is unmistakable from any other fragrance in heaven and earth. And I just pray that he saturate you in that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That you feel that you smell that fragrance just consuming all around you right where you are. Because when you begin to feel that, when you begin to sense that, when you smell that, it just seems like all the worries begin to just melt away into the background, because you know that you know he's got you and he's got this, whatever it is that's standing in your way. The fire is going to fall, and it's going to fix this. The name above all names is coming to fix this. There is nothing he can't do. At that very name, the devils have to retreat. That very name, the chains are broken. That very name, a situation will shift in a matter of seconds. It is the name that moves and shifts these things. Say that sweet name of Jesus and everything in that room around you will change. It is his name that the dry bones get up and walk. The dry places in your life begin to spring up. Things begin to change. There is power in that name. And that's something that we all need to remember. There is power in that name. Thank you, Lord. So don't keep going back from neutral to dry. He wants you to get out of that neutral place. Don't go from hot to cold back and forth. But he wants you to stir up that fervent fire that is within you. And he is stirring it up in you even now. Lord, just have your way. Tear down every altar, everything that is put before you, tear it down right now, because he is the lover of our souls. He is our first love. It's time to come in and shut that door and let the oil pour. It is time, hallelujah, to be sold out with a made up mind that you will not be moved no matter what comes. No matter what you're going through. It's time to burn those bridges behind you that you no longer need attached to your life. You can't keep looking back. God needs you to go forward. It's time to call those things that are not as though they were, and to know that you have the power in you to do that. So right now, I just want to call down that fire of heaven upon each and every one of you that's watching this broadcast. I pray that it burn up every single addiction, that it will reach that prodigal child and cause them to come home, that it will reach that very sickness and cause healing to spring up. I pray for that fire of God, because when it falls, it begins to change things. And I pray that it fall upon your life, and it fall upon your very being right where you are. And it not only change and transform you, but it will begin to change the things around you. Let your heart burn within you, because he is speaking unto you. Stir it up. Fan the flame. Awaken your heart. And when you feel like you have been knocked down, the Lord is saying to you, get up. Keep the fire on that altar ever burning. Go in and shut that door and just pour yourself out upon that altar. You are sold out with a made-up mind. And you shall not be moved. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the remnant, against the church of Jesus. We are that body of Jesus Christ. We are that church. And we will stand. And having done all to stand, we will continue to stand. I just pray for that holy fire to consume that sickness, to consume that depression and that anxiety that has been hovering over you and trying to hold you back, that the fire will burn up the chains and the bondages that are holding people back, that it will burn up the fear and the shame, because that is something that the remnant deals with that is actually becoming a chain. The fear of things you may be seeing around you, the fear of things happening in you or in your family, it has become a chain. And I just pray for the fire of God to burn up that chain of fear off the body, to burn up that chain of shame. He did not come to condemn you. You are no longer condemned. You are looked upon as a pearl of great price. Hallelujah. Those pearls were not cheap. So don't let anyone or anything trample your value. I posted that the other day, and I really want you to get that within your spirit. Don't let anyone or anything trample the value of who you are in Him. You need to see yourself through His eyes. And know that greater is He that is within you than he that is in this world. There is no condemnation for you. And I just pray the fire of God to burn up those chains of shame and fear off of the body. Fear not, for the Lord thy God is with you. I just feel like saying that so very strongly right now. For some, you needed to hear that. Fear not, for the Lord thy God is with you. Fear not, because you're stronger than you thought you were. Do not be ashamed and cause yourself to be hindered from what God has for you. You step into that. Because there is a greater glory coming for you. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. No man, no devil out of hell can put this fire out of you unless you allow it to happen. And He wants me to just stir that up within you today. Just a strength and a fire that you can stand before that mountain and you can say, be moved in Jesus' name. You can stand before that tomb that held every single thing that you were praying for and say, roll away from the door of this tomb in Jesus' name. The devil thought he buried everything that was important to you. But the very hand that breaks the icy grip of death is touching those things. There is still breath. There is still life in those things. And you begin to speak life over these things. You begin to speak life over those situations that you think have been totally buried and gone. You begin to speak to those things that are not as though they are. He needs you to let that power, that authority rise up in you. He needs you to realize who you are in Him. Nothing is impossible. When you call upon that name above all names, things will happen. You will see the dead get up. You will see the eyes open. You will see people get up from the wheelchairs and begin to walk again. What happened in Acts is not over. I have heard that so many times. That was for then. Oh no, it is still very much for now. And he wants his people just to begin to come together in a strength and a holy fire. Your prayers are rising like an incense before the very throne of God. I see that in my spirit so much as the prayers all over this nation rising up before him. And it's like a mighty fire before the throne of God. And he wants you to stir up that fire within you today, even stronger than it was yesterday or the day before. You keep that fire burning upon that altar and you do not let it go out. Do not let the enemy extinguish it. Do not let him try to snuff it out whatsoever. You keep it burning. And even when it comes down to, it just seems like it's a little tiny flame, you begin to close that door. You let that oil pour, and he will cause that flame to blaze again in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those of you that are in that place, I pray that the fire in you will begin to blaze again. Nothing shall by any means come against you or extinguish it. I am just calling down that fire from heaven upon each and every one of you and your situations right now. And whatever those situations are, feel free to comment. And we will continue to pray and just come together in unity over those things. Because there is such power in that unity. We can put 10,000 to flight when we come together in that unity. And the angels have your prayers in that golden censer, and it is getting ready to be hurled upon this earth mingled with the fire of heaven. And I want you to get that within your spirit, because that is in the Word of God, and the Word of God stands. His Word does not return to him void. You continue to stand in faith and call those things forth. And I pray for that revival. I pray for that fire across the nations. And I pray that strength, Mark, that you will feel inside of you rising up, welling up on the inside of you. The lack of sleep from insomnia. I pray right now the Lord will put a sweet sleep upon you. You will dream dreams. You will not suffer from that any longer. There is a healing. And I pray for the fire of God to come upon you with that healing. Upon those dry places. Upon those distant places. Upon that strength that you feel like you just can't go on. And you're sitting down in the middle of this battlefield. God is saying, get up. For I am with you. He is stirring up that fire within you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I pray healing and life upon your friend's daughter. Swelling in that brain, I pray for the fire of God to touch her and that swelling to begin to go down. The healing hand of God to lay his hand directly upon her head. And the healing to flow from his hand into that child. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, do it right now in Jesus' name. There is nothing impossible. Break off that fear, that shame, Mandy. You no longer have to carry that or be shackled to that. For that wilderness season is taking you into a glorious season. You have not come here to stay. It has come to pass. You are only passing through this moment, but through it, you will come out stronger than when you walked into it. It is a process. And I know you feel a time of pressing there. Hallelujah. But the pressing brings forth the oil. It brings forth the new wine. I speak healing right now over a tooth problem in Jesus' name. There is no problem too large, too small that he cannot handle. For the families right now, I pray over each and every one of them that the Lord would just touch and move in your families. the loneliness, I want to break off that shackle right now in Jesus' name. For you are not alone. He has never left you. He has never forsaken you. And I just pray that he will begin to lift you up and break off that chain. Because loneliness too can become a chain, just as fear and shame. And I pray both of those be broken off your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough with fire. I am just calling upon our God, our mighty God who answers by fire to move on every area of your lives, the protection, the homelessness, everything the enemy has stolen to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. The one that's in a coma right now, I pray the healing virtue of heaven to fall in such a mighty way and revive this saint right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Just as he called Lazarus to come forth and he had been dead for 4 days, he is calling them forth. Even though they're in a coma, they hear that voice, and that voice causes them to rise up. As I said before, that very hand breaks the icy grip of death. And when it hears his voice, it has to break. Yes, I'm praying for your husband, Rebecca, and for your children. Praying for every single issue as the Lord begins to move and he begins to work these things out in your favor. He knows what you are asking him for. And I'm praying these battles after battle after battle that he begins to just intercede on your behalf. You will see the peace and the healing and the restoration of God begin to move. We call for the fire of God because that's what we're doing today. We're not only stirring it up inside of us, but we are calling on that fire of God to fall upon these situations, to burn up those things that do not need to be there in our lives, to burn up those things that's holding us or our children back. Hallelujah. Fire is necessary for our growth. And Beth, I pray for you and your children, the mighty hand of God upon every area of your lives. I have a request for a son to be set free from the grasp of the enemy. Praise God, praise God. I pray that the Lord will reach down and take the enemy's hand off of this child. That he will have an encounter, just as Paul had an encounter on the road to Emmaus. That he will, that Damascus Road experience. That is what I pray for. Over him, that he will not be the same. There will be a 360 in his life, and the enemy cannot touch him. He will rise up to be the warrior that God has called him to be. For every prodigal child, for everybody listening today that has a prodigal child, they will rise up to be that warrior that God has called them to be, that man or woman of God. I pray he speak to them in the midnight hour. I pray there are visitations all over this nation for the prodigals to remind them that he is with them, to remind them of who he is, and just beckon them to come to him with his outstretched hand in Jesus' name, that it will bring forth salvation. It will bring forth deliverance. He will deliver him from the hand of the enemy. Now, when I said he did a 360, I meant there's a change taking place. He's not going to be the same person. I do want to speak that. It's not going to be the same. I have seen people completely turn around, just as Paul did. He was a murderer. He killed Christians. But when he met Jesus on that road, he was changed. And can you imagine what people thought when they saw him? This man used to kill Christians, but now he is a mighty fiery prophet of God. There was a change there. In Jesus' name. And that's what I want for these prodigal children, is a change. In Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That they will know him. They will know him in such an intimate way. They will know who he is. They will see the glory of God over every child right now in Jesus' name. And we are calling for that fire to cover this nation. To cover our homes and our families. Upon each and every one, I just pray the holy fire from heaven to earth to just move you into a different level right now in this moment. I want you to just feel the fire of God. Praise God, there is a praise report. A sister's daughter felt a spiritual shift over the weekend. She's definitely changed. And that right there is what the fire of God can do in your life and in your children's lives. So I just speak a fire before I conclude this. A fire over those secret places, over those prayer closets, over those war rooms, whatever it is that you go in and you shut that door and you let that incense arise mightily from that place. You shut the door and you let that oil begin to pour. And Mandy, I pray for your daughter. I pray for that congestion right now to be healed. The mighty hand of Jesus just to touch her chest right now, that the congestion will begin to break. It will begin to be healed. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Speak that word of God over every situation. That's what I want you to really take away from this, is to not let the fire on your altar go out. To not let anything or anyone extinguish it. We call on a God who answers by fire on every single situation in our lives. And he wants you to stir it up. He wants you to begin to fan those flames and awaken your heart. And that's what I want you to totally receive into your spirit today. Receive that touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, touch each and every one. Every head be consumed with your holy fire, that you will stir up in them a greater glory, a greater anointing, that things in their lives will begin to shift. It will begin to move. They will see that the hand of the Lord has been upon that situation. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord is lifting up that standard. And may the Lord come in as a fire, as a flood, mightily upon your life today and in the days ahead. Just as we received one praise report, I am believing and agreeing on many more to begin to flow in. In Jesus' name. Fire, fire, fire. Receive that consuming fire of God today. And let it stir you up in a place, a new place, a new level, a new plane with him. Because that's what he wants you to lift you up to. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let there not be one dry place upon the altar of your heart. I pray, Lord, you release that baptism of fire over your people and have your way in their lives. Everything that looked dead, just like Lazarus, call it forth. Let them see the mighty hand of God lift that standard up in their lives. We call upon a God who answers by fire. And I pray, God, let it fall. Let it fall. Let it fall in Jesus' name. So just reach out and receive that today. I just bless each of you today. And I just want to thank each of you that came on here today, those of you that do tune in to this broadcast, David's Harp. And I pray that it releases the soothing sound of the Father over you, because that is its purpose. So just release that and go forth. You are a people of the fire. You are a fire brand. You are that trailblazer leaving a trail of fire behind you in everything you say or do, everywhere that you go. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. But I love you guys, and I'm going to leave you with that. And I do thank you for tuning in today, as I always love together with you all. And share the Father's heart. So just take that fire and run with it. Because it's who you are. And there is nothing that it cannot fix. So once again, stir up the gift, fan the flame, and awaken your heart. I love you guys, and I bless you I just bless you and pray you have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name.